Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Midos, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kalim Chasan Harabayis, and the Chasan Derechimin. When you go into the Harabayis, you go in on the right side. You would you'd go through the Shar, and then you would cut it right immediately. Umakif and Vyotzin Derech Smol, and then you'd go around the whole Azara to where you needed to go, and you'd go out on the left side of where you came in. So you were always going in a counterclockwise, right? You were always going counterclockwise around so that you'd end up to the left of where you came in. Chutz mimi she'ero davershu makif l'smol, except for a person who something happened, which we'll see what that means, where he would go around to the left. Malicha makif l'smol, what people would say, what are you doing? Why are you going to the left? Shani avil, he would say, because I'm an avil. Hashochim b'bayis hazei nachimcha, and people would say, oyvei, hamacham yinachim, right? That the shochim b'bayis should give you nechama. Shani menuda, or he would say, I was put into cherim. Hashochin b'ayis hazeh yitin b'libam v'yikarvucha. And then they would give him a bracha that people who put you into cherim should be mekariv you. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, asisim kilu avro leves hadin. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, what do you mean? They're going to say that they should be mekariv you? That makes it look like the people who put him into cherim were doing wrong. He probably deserved it. Ela hashochin b'ayis hazeh yitin b'libcha v'tishmal divrei chavercha v'yikarvucha. No, what they should say to him is that you should do tshuva, that Hashem should inspire you to listen to what the Chachamim say and keep yourself out of trouble. Mishnah Gimel, Lefnimi Menu Soreg Gavoh Asar Tvachim. Inside the Harabayis was a Soreg, which was a fence that was 10 Tvachim high. And Ushalosh Esrei Pratzos Hayusham Shepratzu Malchei Yavan. There were 13 breaches in the Soreg that was made by the Malchei Yavan, by the Greeks. Chazru Gedarim V'Gaz The Jewish people, when they got back the Harabayis, they rebuilt them, and they were gozer 13 bowings that they had done, corresponding to the 13 places of the breaches in the Soreg. Right inside the Soreg was the area of the Chel, which we referred to a few times already, which was 10 amos wide. And there were 12 steps on the eastern side of the Chel. Ruma malachatzi amma v'shilcha chatzi amma. It was a half amma up and a half amma across each step. That was the standard in terms of they have like codes of how much of an inclined steps could be. So that was the code. It was one half amma up, half amma across. Kola malachatzi shab ruma malachatzi amma v'shilcha chatzi amma. All the steps that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, that was the code. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the steps going to the ulam, where it was a longer step. Even though it was only half amma. Kalab sachem v'asharim shayusham gavin esrim v'rachvin eser amos. All of the big gates that were there were 20 amos tall. I think that's humongous. It's like 40 feet high, and the width was 10 amos. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the entrance to the ulam, which was even bigger. It was 40 amos high and 20 amos wide. Kalab sachem shayusham hayulahen delasos, and all the doorways had doors. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the ulam, they didn't have any doors. It just had a curtain. Kol Hasharim Shayusham Hayulahen Shakofos. All the gates had a lintel on top of the gate. Chutz Mishar Tadi Shayusham Shtei Avanim Lotosu Al Gavzu, which instead had two big stones, in a triangular shape, sort of like leaning on each other. Kol Hasharim Shayusham, meaning it came to a point at the top. Kol Hasharim Shayusham Nishtanu Liyoshel Zahav. All of the gates were changed out when they could afford it for golden gates. Chutz Mishar Nikanor. Except for the Sharni Kanar, we alluded to earlier in the Masechta Gemara, and Yuma tells us a great miracle happened with the Sharni Kanar, and therefore they wanted to preserve it as it was, even though it was not made out of gold. And some say that the reason that they kept the Sharni Kanar as is because its copper already shined like gold, so there was no need to replace it for any beauty reasons. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, we said that anyone who went into the Arbayis would turn right and go around, and therefore he would always exit to the left of where he entered, except for people who something bad happened to them. So that would be an avel, and people would say, why are you going that way? And he would say, because I'm an avel, and they would give him divrei nechama. Or someone who is a menuda, so they would say, why are you going that way? And he would say, I'm a menuda, I've been put in cherim. But then it's a machlokas tanaim, what they would say to him. Either they would say that the people who put you in cherim should be mekariv you, or they would say that you should be inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to start behaving better. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that they had a fence called the Sorig, which was 10 tefachim high, and the Yevanim made 13 pirtzas in it, and they therefore were, when they fixed it, they made 13 ishtachavayos, that they were gozer keneged the 13 pirtzas. There were 12 steps by the Sorig, and each step was half amma up, half amma across, and that's how every step was in the Beis HaMikdash, except for by the Ulam, and all of the gates in the Beis HaMikdash were 20 amos high and 10 amos wide, except for the Ulam, which was twice as big, and all of the openings had doors except for the Ulam, and all of the gates had a lintel on top of it except for Shar Tadi, which had these two stones that came to a triangular point at the top, and all of the gates were ultimately changed for gold except for Shar Nikanor, either because of the miracle that happened with Shar Nikanor and getting it there from Alexander Shon Mitzrayim, or because it was made out of copper and it was already shining and therefore didn't need to be changed out. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalit.